Whiskey 8 Mike Whiskey on the statewide one. Good morning, MAQYQ.
I'm off today, so I might go do a little POTA activation later.
Well, that probably was my fault here. I think I had a maybe marginal connection for a minute, but good morning to you both. I heard W8MW, if I'm not mistaken, and KF8GBH. Good morning to you both if you're still on the talk group. N8QYQ, Jay in Detroit.
Yeah, thank you. This is Ryan. I'm in Rockford. And like I said, I'm off today, so I might go do a code of activation a little bit later. Back to you.
Oh, that sounds like fun. A little jealous about that, Ryan. So congrats. That would be nice. Maybe let me know what band and mode you'll be on, and I'll see if I can catch you. That sounds great.
I will. I'm going to try 15 meters to start, and then maybe go to 17 and probably end up on 20. 20 is kind of cheat mode sometimes, but I like to try the other band first and see how they do. Back to you.
No, that's not cheating. That's just working whatever you want to work. So that's fun. 15 is great, too. You know? Should be interesting. Now, I wonder if, I think, are you west side of the state? I wonder if I'll actually hear you or if that is, like, its own land for me or not. But who knows? Should be interesting.
Yeah, you might be able to hear you on 15. I had a great activation last month on 15. I think I got 46 contacts in about an hour or so, a little over an hour. And I was able to contact Ann Arbor. So from the west side of the state over here, I'm in Grand Rapids area. So let's catch up just before the skip.
Yeah, sounds good. All right, well, good luck to you, and I'll, are you planning on sideband or FT8s, or what are you planning to activate?
I plan on sideband. I've mostly done that. Actually, I think all my activations, not like a ton, I just got my license not too long ago, but all my activations have been sideband so far. Back to you.
Oh, that's great. All right. Good luck. I'll try to keep my eyes on the POTA website and look for you. But hopefully you get a great day for it. And so I will say 7-3 for now, but we'll keep our eyes open. And good luck. N8QYQ.
Thank you very much. 73 to you, too. This is KF8GBH. I'll be clear.
This is November 8th, Charlie Papa Whiskey, requesting a radio check on statewide one. In a Charlie Papa Whiskey, this is November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, NAWRO, Macomb County. Good copy over here, sir.
Very good. Thank you for the radio check. Appreciate it. November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar with November 8th, Charlie Papa Whiskey clear. Thank you so much.
Anything. N8WRO clear.
W8MW Greenville.
KF8 FTS.
KF8GSD.
KF8GSD, is that Gulf Sierra Delta?
Copy that, Gulf Sierra Delta. Chris from Royal Oak, Mobile Commuting, HT.
Very good. Yeah, this is David, KF8FTS, and we're just, we're in our shack at home. Just want to throw a call out there, see if anybody was listening. Glad to hear you, Chris.
Well, hello again, Dave. Pleasure to meet you again at this time of the day. I literally just turned on my handheld, and you're the first thing that came through, so good afternoon.
Yeah, right now I'm kind of starting to get ready for the Macomb County ARPSC meets tonight over at by Macomb College. And I just thought I'd get a couple notes together and gather up some different paperwork.
Oh, sweet. It sounds like one of the in-person meetings for them today. That's super exciting. Are you going to be speaking again today?
Repeat that last. What am I going to... I missed the question.
Are you going to be speaking again today?
Well, yeah, I'm going to go with the in-person meeting, and we'll see how things work out over there. It's a good bunch of guys. Hard-working people that run that. Tell you what, hard-working people.
I assume that they are the ones that set up all the Macomb County repeaters, correct?
I wouldn't say they set up all the Macomb County repeaters. Some of the members have, this one fellow has the FBI repeaters, and then they utilize... They have two other repeaters that they use, one on VHF, I think it's 147.2, and then they have one on, and then they use FBI repeaters on the VHF.
Sweet. Sounds really cool. I know I myself am generally on the FBI repeater, especially when it is linked with the Siemens network as well. It is one of the closer ones that I can hit to my house that tends to work reliably. And I know that they have their own net, I believe, Wednesdays or Thursdays in the afternoons and evenings.
They have the Macomb County ARPSC has a net every Thursday night at 7:00. Except for the third Thursday, which is tonight, where they have an in-person meeting. They did not take a summer break. And a bunch of the guys were out there at the Dream Cruise lending support to the Oakland County ARPSC as far as crowd reporting and eyes and ears for those that run the Dream Cruise. So it'll be good to hear some stories from them tonight.
Oh, yes, for sure. Well, I hope you are having a... I wish the best of luck in prepping for this meeting tonight, too. I take it that you yourself weren't on the APRS committee for the Woodward Dream Cruise, right?
I actually was out of town. I had planned on going out of town. The wife and I went with some friends and met up with a bunch of friends in Put-in Bay down there on South Bass Island in Lake Erie. They're off the coast of Sandusky, Ohio area. So we already had those plans. I would have liked to have participated, but that's the way it goes. Maybe next time.
Yep, that's the way it goes, unfortunately. I did try to get out there, but unfortunately the sidewalks were really packed. So the bike that I was using was pretty much ineffective with navigating the crowd, so I had to turn around and head back to my place. I do live pretty close to Woodward, so it wasn't too much of an inconvenience to get out there and head back.
Yeah, I haven't heard too much about it yet from the other fellas, but I heard a little bit on Sunday night on the Hayes Park Amateur Radio Club, the 8 o'clock net, and then on the 9 o'clock net, heard a bit about it. But it'll be interesting to hear the stories.
Now, I'm kind of curious about these stories over here, too. I've never really participated or was aware that they did anything on the Woodward Dream Cruise until very recently. So I'm actually really curious as to exactly what that type of work entitles, other than being the eyes and ears. And even if they were the eyes and ears, I'm really curious as to what they've seen and heard.
Yeah, same here. Well, it's good to hear you out there, Chris. I'm going to say 73 and get back down to it here. I got some, finish up some emails and what have you. So 73, and we'll hear you again, I'm sure. And perhaps we'll see you at the September meeting of the Hazel Park Group.
Well, 73 to you, Dave, as well. I'll be clear and listening. Enjoy the meeting.
Yeah, roger that. KF8FGS, clear.
KF8GSD, WARIT, returning.
Well, hello, RIT. This is KF8GSD. I am mobile and commuting at the moment. How about yourself?
Oh, hi, Chris. Good afternoon to you, sir. Well, my week has been consistently Monday. Have to see what tomorrow brings, but yeah, the whole week has gone haywire. Hasn't been that bad, though, as far as the work goes. Just been a lot of things going sideways, but whatever. Almost the weekend. So what you got planned for your day here?
Oh, man. Sorry to hear about that. Hopefully it's just work-related and nothing else, too. In terms of weekend plans, tomorrow I'm hanging out with someone and then going to a church event. And then Saturday's still up in the air. Hopefully it will be my one and only day of rest this week. So I look forward to that, too. But hopefully the week turns up a lot better for you, too. I'm not sure exactly what's causing it to feel like Monday. There can be a lot of reasons. Personally, I kind of stopped paying attention to my own week other than, what are we doing today? Okay, we're going to work. Let's get ready for work.
Okay, I caught most of that. There was one part I was going to ask you. You got a little digital sounding. You said you were going to go to, I didn't catch it up, fill-in-the-blank event tonight?
Sorry about that. It must have been a bridge that got in the way. But tomorrow evening there is a church event for the youth that I will be attending. So that's something I'm looking forward to Friday night.
Ah, okay. Very good, very good. Yeah, I heard you talk a little bit with Dave and that. And, yeah, I was going to say I'd encourage you, and you're in Royal Oak, but yeah, you might want to keep on checking out with the Oakland County ARPSC group. I think their website address is just simply arpsc.com. I could be wrong in that. And, well, I was going to ask you some other things, like how your code fund's been working. I'm going to take a look at mine. I basically use for my guide, the one from CLIP on the Macomb County ARPSC. And I really hadn't used it before, this feature for the scanning, because most of the time I just programmed it and I had it sitting on just one on one channel for MI5 statewide one, and not really a whole lot of need to scan through others at that time as far as I'm concerned, but if I'm doing some other PMR repeaters, you know, CMC or WA8BRO, I might want to, you know, scan through different talk groups, but I think I've got it set up, but I don't think it's operating right, so I'm going to take a look at getting that set up properly sometime so I can utilize, you know, scanning through the talk groups if I ever choose to do so here. But I know what I was going to ask you too, Chris. I forgot where I found it. It was either on the Brandmeister website or on the MyDMRID website. I think it was the latter. But I think, you know, maybe since you live in the area of Royal Oak, I think there's a listing for a DMR repeater. I want to say, I'm not certain of the call sign, but I think it's W8BPC, Whiskey 8 Victor Papa Charlie. And I think that one was listed as showing in Royal Oak, so I was just kind of curious if you had programmed it and if you have found it to be active or not. There was one other one listed out in Oakland Township near my work location, but I think I have everything set up correctly, but I don't think it's an active repeater for DMR on the Oakland University campus. But I'm just kind of curious if you have ever heard of the other Royal Oak DMR repeater.
Well, Alrighty, so, in terms of the code plugs, I've been having great success over here. I might even be putting out a tutorial or two online on YouTube. And I do remember seeing a Royal Oak repeater too. I know there's one analog simplex one that sometimes is on and off. And then there's apparently a Royal Oak one. Someone's backyard repeater too. Although I haven't found that one to be too active. Do you mind repeating the call sign for that again too so I can double check this evening?
Okay, and again, like I say, I'm not 100% certain that this is correct call sign, but I think it was W8BPC, Whiskey 8 Victor Papa Charlie. Whiskey 8 Victor Papa Charlie. I'm over here on the freeway. Looks like somebody took down a light pole down on the freeway. Okay, anyways, we're out of that now. Now we're rolling down the road. Yeehaw.
All right, W8 Victor Papa Charlie. I'll look that up when I make it home over here shortly. I'm also on the freeway commuting, I-75 northbound, same as usual. Traffic at 8 Mile, Davison, and likely 696. It is what it is.
Caught part of that a little bit digital, and I think you're like me. We're over here griping about the driving and such. I guess it could be worse. Have you ever been driving in New York City, Chris? That was an exciting thing. I'll tell you, there's one way that all New Yorkers drive, and I'm just kind of curious if you know how that is.
I have never driven in New York, but I can only imagine how terrible the drivers are back there. Some forging their own way, cutting people off. If there's any gap where they can fit one person in, they'll try to fit their entire vehicle in. And stoplights? Probably optional in New York.
Okay, I heard your transmission, but that was all digital sounding to me. Could you kindly repeat?
W8EAP for a comment. I'm listening to the conversation here, and every time Christian keys up, he's perfectly clear over here, and I think Dave keeps telling me that he's right digital. I just wanted to point out that, no, he is not. He is perfectly clear over here, so it's not his transmitter.
KFA GSB, I did swap antennas out, but from what I heard from that conversation, I don't believe it was on my end. But again, I just came back right now. New antenna. Alrighty.
Probably 2 weeks to hear.
Again, I just wanted to throw in there, Kristen, you were loud and clear, not digital, not breaking up at any point during the conversation.
Well, thank you so much for the feedback. I really appreciate that. Well, I guess that's good to know, too. I know I can see the GM building in my rearview mirror, and I assume that the Detroit repeater that I'm hitting is also somewhere over there. So that's a relief. Thank you so much again. I appreciate it. KF8GSD.
W8EAP, monitoring.
Now, Mr. RIT, are you still out there? Romeo India Tango, RIT. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Sierra Delta Chris. Are you still out there? Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Sierra Delta. I'll be listening.
Yeah, hey, Chris. Yeah, I was listening to you on my TYT MB9600 and my DM32 sitting here on the desk, and every transmission was perfectly clear, no garbling. I think it was like the second or third time this week you're having a conversation with somebody, and they said that your signal was cutting out or breaking up, and it has not been the case. Just wanted to throw that out there because I'm a third party out here monitoring, and not once in this conversation or the other conversation did you break up or sound garble. Just wanted to let you know.
Roger that. Thank you so much for the feedback. I guess I'll swap out to my shorter antenna. Having a 19-inch one as a backup here in the vehicle is a little difficult to navigate with all the wonderful things one has inside their own vehicle. So I'll be swapping antennas and listening. Once again, thanks so much for the feedback. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Sierra Delta, clear and listening, 7-3.
No problem, Chris. Catch you later, W8EAP.
W2PUT, W2PUT, permitted all heavy mobile. NHLDB is clear.
NHSAU Mobile Grand Rapids. NHSAU Mobile Grand Rapids. NHSAU Mobile listening.
Pete Whiskey is Bravo Papa Delta.
KCATKOWAD.
KF8FGS, monitoring.
How are you now, KCATKJO?
Oh, good evening, Cujo.
Good evening. You on your way to the meeting?
Roger that.
Yeah, I'm at 23 in Garfield, waiting in line to turn. I'm just tooling my deer ear there.
Well, you're a little ahead of me. I'm probably 10 minutes out.
Yeah, I've been on vacation all week, so I left from the house probably about 5:45.
Yeah, well, just remember, when you get back to work, that no vacation goes unpunished.
I already got a workload for Monday. It's already planned out Tuesday as well.
It'll be good to hear some of the war stories about the Dream Cruise.
Well, where I was at, it was really uneventful except for a street takeover temporarily until I called that in. That got squashed really fast.
Yeah, did it? Did the parade go all the way up into Pontiac?
Oh, it went from 8 Mile in Ferndale all the way up to Pontiac and back down. You know, so it was a big shindig, yeah.
Over the years, there's been quite a bit of lawn area in Pontiac, so it was actually a pretty good place to come watch there along the Woodward Loop.
Oh, I bet. I know Oak Park right there is a pretty happening place. I mean, where I was at, it wasn't,
it was kind of quiet. It was between 12 and 13 miles.
It had the most activity right here.
Well, yeah, Berkeley always adds to the workload.
Yeah, where are they at? Are they between 12 and 13, or are they between 11 and 12?
Oh, they're between 11 and 12, you know, the 12-mile kind of the center line. So it bleeds over both ways. But I haven't heard from anybody else except yourself a little bit on the Hazel Park Club net on Sunday night. There's some talk of it, but not a lot.
Yeah, I know there was a street takeover, but I think that was Friday night.
I don't think it was Saturday night. Well, I know there was, at one point there was a street takeover somewhere, and that got squashed pretty fast, I think. You know, a bunch of young punks, you know, with their hiked up rice burners and stuff like that, you know, acting like idiots, trying to ruin it for everybody else.
Yeah, it only takes a few to ruin it for everyone. That's why, I guess that's why you guys are all there.
Yeah, we started at 9 o'clock, and I think we finished up, I think, 8:30, something like that.
They always still were around there.
Oh, my gosh, I was getting tired. That's weird. You call me when I get to the meeting.
Yeah, Roger, that on the coffee. They got some pretty good high tests over there.
Yeah, I need some high octane. I'll get that when I get there.
I'm going to have to pay attention to drive here on 59 at Van Dyke. I'll talk to you in a few minutes. KF8FGS, saying 73. We're clear.
All right, I'll see you in a minute. KF8S
from W8EAP. Nothing heard. W8EAP.
W8EAP from NABBF.
Yep. How are you doing, Dakota?
Not so bad. How are you?
Oh, I'm okay. I'm just kind of sitting out on the back porch right now. Been a nice day. Got a couple of radios. And what more can you ask for? Got some nice beverage, a nice AM/FM radio.
HT radio. What else do you need, right?
You know, you just inspired me. I'm going to go do the same thing.
Yep. Oh, I got the POC radio, too. So I got two actual radios, portable radio, cell phone. So, yeah. That's pretty darn nice out today.
Yeah, we finally don't have that nasty humid heat wave that we lived through for about a month, it felt like.
Yeah, towards the end of August and towards the end of September, my favorite times of the year, favorite season, plus my birthday's in month, but, you know, I've always liked this time of the year in Michigan the best.
Yeah, same here. This is usually my time. I'm a fall, spring, winter kind of guy, so this is about the point in the summer where I get sick of the heat. And, oh, yeah, I just walked outside. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, I don't know where everybody's at. Maybe they're at some, I think they eat something. Maybe that's where everybody's at. Pretty quiet out here.
Ever since I started working from home again, I hardly even touched my radios. So I actually reprogrammed my open spot so I could bring that with me on the road now. I don't even have an antenna on my truck anymore because I hardly ever drive it. So, just testing out a new battery pack for my R7 and heard you out here. And I was like, man, I haven't talked to anyone in a long time.
Yeah, me and Dave were thinking that maybe you sold all your radios or something, got that new job, you know, and decided to sell all your radios. good thing you didn't. Yeah, I got my All-Star set up out here, too. So I got plenty of different methods and modes. Yeah, I'm doing okay. My back's doing okay. It's kind of plateaued. I got to get some more imagery done, but not doing too bad with the back. You know, I'm getting around, starting to get around a little bit better.
Oh, no. I learned my lesson the last time, and I didn't feel like rebuying all my gear for a third time. You know, fortunately, after you make a dumb decision like that, you're smarter the next go-around, so I know exactly which radios I want to keep. And the fleet's a lot smaller than it used to be. It's only, you know, I got three Motorola HDs, one mobile, an Icom mobile, and an Icom HF rig, and that's it. I mean, I got some Chinese radios and stuff, and some older analog dual band stuff that just kind of sits in the safe for a rainy day. But, yeah, I like what I've got hanging on to it. The only thing I've been messing around with is these different batteries for these motos, which pretty sweet. I wish they did this for more radios. Like, I just posted in the Discord, it's an 18650 battery pack. You can put two of them in there. It'll charge in the cradle or USB-C. So I just almost tripped.
Yeah, it's...
All right, good. I'm happy to hear you're hanging in there and not getting any worse, at least. And I did that for a while, too. I was dishing them out to whoever needed them, trying to get people involved and stuff. And unfortunately, none of my buddies have much interest in it other than KTMR, who I got to catch up with him. I haven't talked to him. He was a mile down the road. I haven't seen him in probably almost 2 months. So life gets busy, and then you stop doing things you like to do.
Yeah, getting back to those batteries, yeah, I have a couple of radios that take 18650s, and they're good, you know. I mean, they're high capacity, and you can always replace them, you know. They're a lot cheaper than buying a proprietary battery pack. You just get the battery pack, and you just swap out the 18650. So, yeah, I like that. It's about time radios started using those more.
Well, and it's so much cheaper. Fortunately, so I got a bunch of flashlights and crap, you know, another hobby that I got way too much crap in. And I had two button top batteries brand new, so I charged them up earlier, and of course this pack shows up. This pack is like $27. I'm like, I gotta try it. And couldn't put them in there. It needs a flat top. So the button tops are no good. If anyone listening wants one, don't buy button tops. Fortunately, from a Meshtastic note I built like a year and a half ago, I bought like 24 18650s, and I had two brand new ones left over that were flat top. Now, I don't plan on keeping them in a radio, especially a Motorola. I'm sure they're fine, but just for the peace of mind, I'm going to order some Samsungs. But you can get a Samsung 3500 milliamp hour battery for $6, and you know, you get this pack for 30 versus spending $100 on a mask.
Yeah, I was going to mention that too, that I got a bunch of 18650s and a bunch of different chargers because I have a flashlight. I don't have as many as you. I got about 10 flashlights. About 8 of them use 18650s. I had a couple that uses the bigger ones. I forgot what it's called. It's not an 18650, but it's the bigger version. It's got a different number. I guess the 18650 is the dimensions of the battery. So, I don't know, 2350? I don't know. The next size up, I got a few flashlights that have that size battery.
N8BBF. Yeah, those are 21700s. They're chonkers, but man, they run forever. I'm trying to think if I got any lights off that use a 21700. I don't think I do. Those are like the bigger like hunting lights, spotlights, search and rescue lights. Sweet lights, just for what I, you know, I always like stuff I can slip in my pocket, and those are just always too big. Oh, you know what? I lied. I do have one. I have an Olight, what the hell is it called? Baton Pro Max. Baton 3 Pro Max, maybe? I don't know. And then I've got this big Phoenix one, so, like, the whole handle threads on, and it's a battery. It's so big that it's actually a power bank. It's like 18,000 lumens or something.
Yeah, my biggest flashlight, my biggest handheld flashlight's also a power bank, but yeah. Yeah, I got about 10 or 12. I mean, not a huge collection, but, you know, I haven't been walking around that much, so I haven't been needing any, so I haven't bought any. So it depends on, you know, what my activity level is, which isn't that great. I can walk around. I still haven't gotten on a bicycle yet. That's still coming up. That's another milestone, but, yeah, I can walk pretty good now.
I always joke with my wife in the fall because that's when I usually buy more flashlights. I call it flashlight season when the, you know, because in Michigan you go to work in the dark and you come home in the dark. So that's when I always have a light on me instead of, you know, a Leatherman or something. But I've been out for a while and then I realized I'm like, I literally only carry one at a time and I'm so picky that I only use the same light over and over. So what's the point in buying all these? So that's on my birthday list. But yeah, take it easy on the bike. You don't need to get hurt. Maybe you should try a stationary.
Yeah, I have tried stationary. And it's okay. I do have an electric bike up north, but I haven't tried that. So I can drive a little bit, not long distances. I think it's the farthest I've driven is about an hour and a half. I drove from Traverse City back to the cottage, you know, it's no problem. But, yep. Anywho, I'm going to go in the house and take care of some stuff. But nice talking to you. And, I'll probably be out here a little bit more lately. 73s, W8EAP.
Yeah, same to you, man. It's been a long time. Like I said, I don't really have a radio in the truck anymore. It's all set up. I just got to screw an antenna on and put a radio in. But I've just been kind of jumping in the truck with an HD in my open spot. So I'll try to make more of an appearance out here and catch up with you guys. Good catching up with you. N8BBF.
KJ. You over here, Tom? N8WRO.
Yeah, I should say KJO on statewide one.
Yeah, now that we got options, DMR options, kind of odd, though. This is UHF, VHF, but it doesn't matter.
Well, yeah, if I had my VHF, I mean, I got my VHF HD, you know, DMR. I got the MotoFang.
So which way did you take home? I'm at McDonald's in Richmond right now.
I'm going on to Grash at this time. Usually I take Garfield to 23 at North and then home, but change of pace, I guess you could say.
So Wally says you and him got that cover tomorrow?
Yeah, I just got to throw an 8-footer in my car here. Hopefully it'll fit. I can't take my work truck considering that I'm on vacation.
All right. Well, I'll stay here in reserve, but if you need anything, I can be down there kind of quick.
Well, I know we got to take everything apart and then we got to take that top rail off and then put those cans in there. So hopefully that'll give me some time to check that out and see how I can configure it to get everything jiggled in there. We have 1 8-foot ladder there, but he asked me to break my other one, so hopefully it'll fit my Explorer.
It should, because the last time I got there, well, the thing is, you got to pop the front seat and push it forward and flip everything, but it should fit.
Well, yeah, it's just going to lay on the seat because I got that metal backing, you know, behind the back row there. You know, that doesn't fold down.
Yikes, I forgot about that. Well, let me know. I mean, you know, if needed, I don't think I'm doing anything tomorrow, but otherwise, I'll just be on the radios. I'll listen for you guys.
Well, do you have an 8-footer?
I'm really not sure what that is. It went all the way to the front seat. It seemed to be like, what was that ladder that Wally used that was there last time that you were on?
That's an 8-foot ladder. If you count the steps from the bottom to the top, that's 8 feet.
So what are you saying? 8 steps is an 8-foot then?
8 steps is an 8-footer, 10 steps is a 10-footer, 6, you know. You count how many there are, and that's how many feet it is.
Yeah, I think I have one. So just keep me in reserve there if needed, or if it doesn't fit in your car. Oh, is he trying not to borrow theirs, trying to have our own equipment maybe?
No, we need two of them, one on each side. If you want to text them and tell them that you're bringing an 8-footer, then that might make it easier because I got to get mine off my van and then get it, you know, shoved in the car here.
Well, just hang on the air here for a second. I'll be turning into the driveway. I'll open up the garage, and I will confirm what size ladder I have. I didn't know that trick about the steps because I think the label popped off of it a while back. But turning down Park Street, I'll be on Ridge shortly, be home momentarily.
Yeah, I'm just turning on the garage, so I'm not even home yet.
Just to confirm, Tom, what time frame did you want? What time was it to meet?
0900.
Well, that's not bad at all. Yeah, I'll just stand by. You can get a hold of me tomorrow morning. I'm up way earlier than that. Have the radios on. Highway opening the garage. I'll let you know in a minute here. NAWRO.
Roger that. KCAKJO.
KCAKJO, NAWRO. Yeah, it is a 8-footer.
Copy that. Want to get a hold of WAPD and help you bring it up for us. We're going to need two of them, the one in the shop and then an additional one. KJ Kitchell.
Copy, will do. I'll send them a text. NAWRO, clear. Drive safe town. See you tomorrow.
NAWRO 33, KJ Kitchell.
KJ Kitchell, drive carefully. No more fender benders. WAPD.
WAPD, don't tell that to me. Tell it to the people that don't pay attention on the road. Thank you, Joe.